Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Link Limited and SKP Securities to Link Limited's Q1 FY25 result webinar. We have with us Mr. Deepak Jalan, Managing Director, Mr. Rohit Jalan, Full-Time Director, Mr. N.K. Dujari, Director of Finance and CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti from Uterus Advisors LLP, IR Advisors to the company. This webinar is being recorded for compliance reasons, and during the course of the discussion, there may be certain forward-looking statements. These must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Jalan, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Deepakji.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Link Limited investor call for the first quarter of FY25. We truly appreciate your participation today. In Q1 FY25, Link Limited delivered a quarterly revenue of 13,011 lakhs, marking a robust 16.3% year-on-year growth. We are particularly pleased with the performance of our Pentonic line, which recorded an impressive 28.6% year-on-year revenue growth, contributing a significant 39.6% to Link's top line. This underscores the strong brand equity and growing market acceptance of our Pentonic range. While overall revenue growth has been strong, we have observed some sluggishness in the general trade segment. However, this slowdown is consistent with broader market trends and is anticipated to be short-lived, with a recovery expected in the coming quarters. Our quarterly gross profit margin stood at 31.2%, reflecting a 108 basis points decline year-over-year, primarily due to the elevated cost of polymer, our primary raw material. Despite this, we remain focused on optimizing our cost structures and maintaining healthy margins. On the export front, we are excited to report a significant uptick in performance, with export and overseas revenue surging by 26.3% year-over-year in Q1 FY25. This has increased the share of export sales in our top line to 18% in this quarter, up from 16.9% in the previous year. This positive trend highlights the vast potential that exists in the global market, which is estimated at approximately $20 billion. Although our current market share is modest, we view this as a substantial growth opportunity, and we are committed to expanding our international presence. We are mindful of the challenges that come with entering and expanding in international markets, including foreign exchange fluctuations, tariff barriers, and geopolitical instability. However, with our strong foundation and strategic approach, we are confident in our ability to navigate these challenges and drive sustained growth in our export business. Innovation remains at the core of our strategy, and we are proud to introduce the Pentonic 75, our latest product made from 75% recycled materials. This innovative pen not only reflects our unwavering commitment to sustainability, but also positions us as a pioneer in achieving 75% circularity in the industry. Each Pentonic 75 embodies a recycling value of approximately 1.25 rupee, setting a new benchmark in our sustainability journey. Furthering our premiumization strategy, we recently launched Pentonic pens priced at Rs. 30 and 40, which have been very well received by our customers. We are in the process of rolling these products out nationwide, and we anticipate that this will positively impact our average selling price over the next few quarters. Additionally, we are developing new variants of Pantone ball pens and gel pens at the rupee 10 price point, the fastest growing segment in the market. These upcoming launches will not only enhance our Pantone portfolio, but also enable us to capture a larger share of this critical market segment. Our strategic partnership with Dalai has been instrumental in expanding our product portfolio beyond our core categories of ball pens and gel pens. Through this partnership, we have successfully entered adjacent stationery categories, gaining valuable insights and experience along the way. While revenue growth from Delhi products has been slower than initially anticipated, the knowledge we have acquired has been invaluable, and we are now better positioned to explore these new categories with confidence. This expansion allows us to target a much larger market, estimated at over 38,000 crore rupees. Building on this foundation, we have already launched several new products aimed at school children, including the Pantone gum stick, mathematical drawing instruments, flexible rulers, and playing dough. These products represent just the beginning of a broader expansion strategy, with many more innovations in the pipeline. We are confident that these initiatives will significantly increase our total addressable market and drive sustained long-term growth. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Bijari, who will provide deeper insights into our financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jalan. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm grateful for your attendance at the FY25 Link Limited earnings webinar. Before we move to the Q&A session, I would like to offer a concise summary of our financial achievement over the past year. In Q1 FY25, we recorded a 16.3% increase in the revenue from operations at 13,011 lakhs, up from 11,188 lakhs in Q1 FY24. Our operating EBITDA increased 8.4% year-over-year to 1,425 lakhs in Q1 FY25. With an operating EBITDA margin of 11%, the margin experienced a slight contraction of 80 basis points year-over-year due to increase in our primary raw material volumes. PAT stood at 843 lakhs, 14.2% year-over-year improvement, and PAT margin for Q1 FY25 was 6.4%. A slight decrease of 11 basis points compared to its corresponding quarter in FY24. We generated a strong cash flow from operation of 2741 lakhs, underpinned by enhanced operational efficiencies. Our cash conversion cycle improved from 86 days in June 23 to 83 days in June 24, largely due to better management of payable days. Our commitment to strategic debt reduction is evident, as net debt improved further to negative 2,716 lakhs, resulting in a net debt by equity ratio of negative 0.13 and a net debt by operating EBITDA ratio of negative 0.48. This reflects our continued focus on strengthening our balance sheet and optimizing our financial position. As Deepakji highlighted earlier, we are proactively expanding our market reach by exploring adjacent product categories. We plan to share detailed insights with all of you on these growth strategies in the coming quarters, as we remain committed to fostering long-term value and strengthening our market position. Looking forward, I want to reaffirm our previously communicated expectation of achieving a 17 to 20% revenue growth over the medium term. The outlook underscores our confidence in the robustness of our business model and impact of our strategic initiatives. Thank you for your trust and partnership as we navigate these exciting developments. Your unwavering support plays a crucial role in our ability to move forward with confidence and realize the potential that lies ahead. With that, I'd like to transition to question and answer segment of the call.
Thank you, Deepak ji. Thank you, Gudujari ji. Friends, we now open the floor for the Q&A session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand and we'll take it up. We'll wait for a couple of minutes while the questions line up. We take the first question from Zaki Nasir. Zaki, please go ahead.
To Deepak Bhai, Namaskar, Dujari Ji, I think Rohit is there, Sanjay Bhai. Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Zakir Bhai. Please go ahead.
Sir, I think congratulations on starting the year with a reasonably strong set of numbers. Deepak Bhai, what I notice currently is your competition and the whole space is getting slightly excitable in terms of Doms is getting more active, Flare is getting more active. The whole sector is a buzz. That means your ad spend would necessarily go up. Sir, how do you look the sector panning out in this year, sir, with this newfound exuberance in this market is number one. Number two is how confident are you on achieving this 20% growth target for the year, sir, on revenue front?
Rakib bhai, on your first question, the category has always been quite competitive. I mean, ever since I've been in this business, and so, but as you can see that last couple of years we have done quite well, and Pentonic has definitely helped us, and despite all the aggression by our peers, we believe that we'll be able to achieve our guided revenue growth with the help of new products which are lined up for introduction, and so yes, we are quite confident, Zaki bhai.
And sir, could you elaborate on your relationship with Delhi and your relationship with Mitsubishi, sir? How going forward, how do you look at these two relationships, which are I think pretty important, and they are marquee relationships. How do you see these going forward, sir?
So Jackie bhai, as Delhi currently is just distribution arrangement, and it's of course an exclusive arrangement, so we are trying to increase the market share in different categories like calculators or some office stationery products. So yes, it will take a while to further deepen the relationship, but as with the Mitsubishi pencil company, we've been associated since 1992, and it's a long relationship, and we have been continuously talking to them for a deeper relationship in terms of manufacturing Mitsubishi products in India. So, but it takes time. So yes, we are quite optimistic about our relationship with Mitsubishi going deeper.
Thank you, sir, and best wishes for the balance of the year. So thank you.
Thank you, Zaki bhai. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand and we'll take it up. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Okay, we take a question from Vedant Mehta. Vedant, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to understand the about the decrease in the average realizations. What is the reason for that?
This is just, we have exhibited a quarterly, ASP chart. So there has been some little moderation, which I don't see really any significant concern. So, it can vary a little bit from quarter to quarter. So, in this quarter, as I've mentioned in my, opening remark, that, we had significant corporate and institutional sales where the average selling price was lower. So, that was one of the reasons, but not really much of a concern.
Understood, but despite the premium launches, why is the ASP still going down?
So, the premium launches at 20, 30 rupees and 40 rupees, they have just been launched, and it will take a couple of months to really, scale up, rather a couple of quarters to scale up all India. So it takes some time. So, but we are not really worried about that.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, Vedant. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand. Take the next question from Vedic Bafna. Vedic, please go ahead. Vedic? Vedic, we can't hear you. Please go ahead.
So, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Now, please go ahead.
Yes. So congratulations, sir, on your good set of numbers. I have two questions. Firstly, firstly, I would want to ask our plans going forward. How do we see our plans for Pantonic as well as Link? In Link, which all products will be our new launches, and same for Pantonic as well. At which price point we are looking forward, and when do we expect our realizations to increase in a meaningful manner?
Vedic, plans going forward so far, Pantonic and Link is concerned. Yeah, of course, I've already mentioned in my opening remark and even in the past that we like to introduce more value-added products under Pantonic portfolio, which will help us increase our ASP and overall margins. So that continues. As I mentioned, that we the two products which we launched in last few months, they are in the process of being rolled out across the country phase-wise. And it's not just that, we have few more products in pipeline under the Pantonic portfolio. So this is about Pantonic, and so far Link is concerned, our legacy products continue to do well, and particularly in this quarter they have done better than the previous quarter. And so we continue to focus on our market, protecting our market share in the that those products. And we are also launching a 10 rupee product in our Link portfolio. Actually, we have already launched in one market, and it will take a few months to scale up to other markets.
Got it, sir. And so my next question would be on our top line. This quarter we have touched around 130 crores of top line. So by the end of the year, where do we see going forward? Last year we ended at 508 crores. So this year, can we see around 620, 650 crores of top line? Is it possible?
So, Vedik, as per the
Taking
guidance,
in my so sir, my question was regarding our new products being launched now, and since we are also coming up with many value-added products, so can our growth be extended?
Vedik, I would not like to really make any ambitious comment, but we've already given a guidance of 17 to 20%, which we are quite confident that we'll be able to achieve that kind of a growth this year.
And so for next couple of years as well, for 26 and 27.
Also, so 17 to 20% is a CAGR kind of a guidance which we have given for next 3 years. So we will be on the track, on track, yes.
And so what about our EBITDA margins? In FY23, we had 12.6% EBITDA margins, and post that, we have none of our quarters have reached that particular sort of margins. Like in Q3 FY23, we had margins of 14.5% as well. So, anytime soon, can we see those margins back again on track?
Yes, we are working very hard to achieve that kind of EBITDA margin, which is actually, it's not that it is not achievable, because our peers are doing much better than that. So definitely it is achievable. I think we need to work harder on this, and I'm sure if we achieve that 17 to 20% growth, we would be able to achieve better EBITDA margins.
So, sir, should we built in margins of 12.5-13% by FY26?
Yeah, of course. That should be our target, definitely.
Sure, sir. Got it, sir. And sir, on our exports front, what is the so, sir? According to you, we will be able to achieve around 17-20% CAGR growth for over next 3 years. So this would be mainly driven by most of our export market. Would our export market growth be higher than our domestic markets?
So I think definitely export should grow at a faster rate since we have a low base in exports. But yeah, overall, even the domestic market, because of introduction of adjacent categories and new products, we expect to grow by 17 to 20%, and in exports, I think we should grow a little better than that and should average out in that range of 17 to 20%.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Yeah, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
You, Vedic. Yeah.
Thank you, Vedic.
Yes, sir.
Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand and we'll take it up. While some questions line up, Deepak ji will take a question on the Q&A board. This is from an anonymous attendee. Friends, request you to log in with a name because it's always nice to know the attendee who's asking the question. Any domestic demand sluggishness due to the elections, the heat waves? Also, how did Red Sea cause any issue on exports front?
Red Sea. Okay. Red Sea.
Part
Well, on
one,
the
was there any sluggishness because of the elections and the present heat wave?
I understood, yeah. Well, on the first question, I would on a lighter note, I would say that, well, if we discuss the performance with our sales leaders, this is the very obvious excuse, which personally I do not believe in,
But yeah, if you ask me that, you know, what are the reasons of sluggishness? These two are the main reasons cited by most of our peers. And I think in general,
The field
our
force,
sales team, yeah, and of course, by our field force. So yes, you can say that. And on the export front, Rohit, would you like to comment on Red Sea?
so Red Sea definitely did have bit of impact to exports. So basically it was only affecting the transit times, which will of course also affect subsequent order and deliveries. However, we are working on improving our production lead time so that we can still make up for the delays that are happening on sea, on waters.
So yeah, so to some extent this has affected, but I think we can overcome it by improving our lead times. Naveen?
Yes,
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm here. Yes, the question has been answered for anonymous attendee. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand and we'll take it up. Okay, we have a question from Ishpreet Kaur. Ishpreet, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. We just wanted to understand since Pentonic has already reached 40% of our sales, and we see improvement of exports as a, also as a percentage of sales, but at the same time, we don't see any improvement in the margin. So, what are the levers that you see that you could take the margins to say a 12 to 14% odd versus what the competitors are doing?
Ishpreet, your voice is, was interrupted, I think because of some poor connection at your end, perhaps. So could you repeat?
Yeah,
Ishpreet, can you
so
please? Yeah.
am I clear now?
Yes, you are.
Looks like
So
better.
yeah. So we wanted to understand more from the operating margin perspective. Pentonic has already reached, say, 40 odd percent of our top line, and even exports seem to increase in terms of percentage of our sales. So, but margins still remain at the lower end. We understand due to some raw material fluctuation, there is an impact, but there is still a large gap between competitors and us. So how is it that gap would be bridged?
So, Ishpreet, yeah, of course, this is very obvious that, you know, we are, we have, there is a big difference between our peers and our, EBITDA margins. And, but, you know, it takes some time to catch up. Definitely, as I have mentioned in our previous discussions, that, yeah, I believe or that. Our peers have better product mix than us. So we are working very hard on that to improve our product mix. And so it may take some time, but definitely we will reach there. But yeah, it's a gradual process. So yeah, this is what I can say right now. Yeah. So as the you know, that 20 rupee and 30 rupee and 40 rupee products, they are scaled up and rolled out across the country. I'm sure that will help us improve our overall margins.
So for us to track a little simply, would it be like Pentonic, which is a more premium brand, the share increasing, say, about 50, 60 odd percent, or export reaching a particular mark? So any particular levers that we should look at to track the improvement in operating margins?
Well, so far Pentonic contribution is concerned, it's already close to 40%, and we, you know, our guidance was that about anything between 45 to 50%. So as we get closer to that contribution, that is one lever. Another is definitely exports. So currently we are 18%. So as we get closer to 25%, contribution from exports, I think that would be a good point to
Right.
achieve the desired margin.
It's been just to add also that while this quarter the Pentonic share has gone up, it's also important for you to track the mix of the channel. And this quarter, as Deepak has already said, that the trade channel was a little, general trade was a little sluggish, and corporate was strong, and corporate generally comes with a slightly lower margin across categories. And that's why you're seeing a slightly distorted situation on the overall margins. I think this is just a one-off, and I'm sure that this going forward,
Yeah.
this is not something which is going to happen every quarter or every year. Yeah. So that's
Right.
the yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Ishpreet. There's a question from Kartikeya Kumar Pandey on the Q&A board. Can you explain on how sensitive is our margin with respect to polymer prices?
So, for a typical 10 rupee pen, the polymer is about 30% of our cost, the overall cost, right? Of the cost, right? So, to that extent, the polymer, any increase in the polymer prices will affect our margin. So let's say there is a 5% price increase in the polymers, so
One and
it
a half
will
percent.
1.5% margin will be affected. So yeah, this is for a 10 rupee product. It would have a lower impact on the 20, 30, or 40 rupee products.
We had a second question. Is there any specific steps that the company is taking to counter the effect of volatility of the raw material prices and the effect it's having on our margins?
What steps are we taking to utilize the polymer price?
Yeah, so yes, as I mentioned that, as we launch and increase our volumes of higher value products like 20, 30, 40 rupees, it will minimize the impact of polymer prices.
Kartikeya, I hope your question's answered. In case not, please raise your hand and we'll take it up. Ishpreet, do you have a follow-up question?
No, thank you.
Raise hand was raised. Okay. Friends, anyone with a question, please raise your hand and we'll take it up. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Okay, there's one more question. Friends, anyone with a question or a follow-up question, please raise your hand. Guess no more questions. Since there are no more questions, I'd like to hand over the webinar back to Deepak Ji for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Naveen. Thank you for organizing this, and we are looking forward to a better quarter when we meet next.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
Thanks.
Deepak Ji. Yeah, Sanjeev.
Yeah, thanks to all the participants for taking interest and tracking Link Pen.
Thank you, Deepak ji. Thank you, Rohit. Thank you, Gujari ji and Sanjeev, for taking time out
Thanks.
to interact
Thanks a
with the
lot.
investors.
Thanks a lot, Naveen, for this arranging this.
Friends, any follow-up questions or unanswered questions, please feel free to write to us and we'll take it up with the management. Thank you very much and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thanks.